opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, submarines! Right. Who let the dogs out?
I was just thinking that. Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out? You know, I'm feeling kind of marine-ish today. I mean, I really am. I'm feeling like...
No, more like Army, not Marine.
Well, I got my Army hat on. I didn't make the Marine.
I'm sorry. I'm an Army brat.
You weren't quite there yet.
Yeah, I wasn't quite there. I said, Marines, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Well, I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting, a ball of endless energy, an immovable object, an unstoppable force of nature. She has seen more BS than a mainstream media newscast.
Good morning.
Good morning. You know it. And the BS just keeps coming.
It keeps rolling out. Roll out the BS.
Roll
is the new saying down there at MSLSD. And our newest team member, the kid that rocks around the clock, faster than a speeding internet connection, more powerful than a high-speed download, Cyber Dave Johnson.
All right, all right, all right.
McConaughey. Wow. And and last but not least, The guardian of the magic button of silence, the library of bumper, the librarian of bumper, the time bandit of breaks, producer extraordinaire Travis.
Good morning. Are you okay today?
I'm good.
Okay.
Which one? Who are we referring to?
My kung fu crane style. We're being brought to you by one of our sponsors, is Luke Pearson Construction, Custom Homes and Excavating. You can call him at 510-605-9575. He's licensed and bonded.
What was that number?
510-605-9575.
Luke Pearson Construction. Be it the zombie apocalypse and your house has been torn down.
Oh,
or
well,
you
I
just
think
need
it is 530.
Yeah,
well,
I was just trying to correct.
Actually, it's 530. I don't know how I got 510 on.
Yeah,
right?
That's why I was asking again. Just for our listeners.
Thank you for your correction.
And then we have North State House Buyers. We buy houses in any condition in the Redding, Shasta Lake, and Anderson area of Cottonwood. Even down in Tehama. I can hardly hear myself.
Here, what do we got here?
North State House Buyers.
There he goes.
There you have it.
You know, there's a lot of people that might have to downsize or leave in the area, or unfortunately.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's much better. Okay. Thank you.
Or you're just stuck in a communist state and you can't get out because the housing prices are going and falling because everybody's already leaving and trying to get out. North State House Buyers has your back.
That's it. 530-364-4787 or 530-324-5175.
And now,
Dr. Christie.
And now for the memo. We live in a confusing time. The enemies of our people are always distorting the distinction between right and wrong, good and evil, moral and immoral, truth and deception. But in the end, freedom will win. We must, though, continue to fight the good fight and never give up. Prepare to defend yourselves, your family, and your country, and your way of life at all levels. We are in a fight. This is a war. Make no mistake about it. This is a different kind of war, an information war, a stealth war. But have no doubts, it's a real war that will turn into a conventional war if we do nothing to stop it. Get in the fight. You know, now you got Poncho and Lefty telling us that we should all come together. You know, I listened to the speech from Biden and Harris, you know, and it's like, oh, yeah. Do you think that we'll all be singing Kumbaya if they lose the court battle that is coming? We have they exactly.
I'm sorry.
You know what? It's not over until the fat lady sings, and there ain't no fat ladies under socialism.
I get it. Here's the last thing I'm going to say on this particular matter before we move on. They have every intention of targeting anyone that opposes their Marxist agenda. In their own words and their own lists, whether we win or lose, keep your powder dry, because these people are off the charts Marxist. This is a takeover. This is what this is attempt. This is a coup. That's the election, all of it.
Yep.
Okay, and we need to understand that, and we need to prepare for that, because this is not going to go away anytime soon, even if Trump stays in office, which, by the way, I think he will actually do, because I just can't see, with all the legal challenges, him losing it. But you never know, because we don't know. The court system is corrupt.
There's so much corruption.
The government's corrupt. And anybody with a thinking brain can see that this election was stolen, or the attempt to steal it.
And it's not time for it to be called anyway. This is unheard of calling it, except remember back about 2000, wasn't it? Bush and
Gore.
Gore.
2000, yeah. Bush people.
Yeah. Dracula. We should all have been dead by climate change.
515 votes. That's what it came down to in Florida?
Something like that, yeah. But remember, they did the same thing. Headlines, Al Gore, president, and all of that crap, but.
Yep.
Well, and actually, I want to go ahead. I want to give a huge shout out to Mexico's president, because you know what? Out of all of these other nations, Mexico is less corrupt than they are. That really is telling something. Because get this, Mexico's president refuses to congratulate Joe Biden. Mexico's president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, has refused to congratulate Joe Biden on the presidential victory.
He's not the president yet. They're all declaring him president. He's not the president yet.
Well, let him finish.
Of the U.S. 2020.
I know.
I'm getting you. Breaking ranks from his counterparts in the United Kingdom, Canada, and France. Speaking to the press, the Mexican president said that he was unable to offer his congratulations until all legal proceedings are concluded, calling the decision politically prudent. How does Mexico, more than just about any other place as far as politics go, understand our legal system better than... you got Justin Trudeau up in Canada who says, if Trump refuses to leave office, I'm going to pressure military.
This is all a planned deal. This is the America. This is the color revolution guys are talking about. And that's why we want to go over that some, because you have to be prepared for this. This is part of the plan. And I think that's why we're going to win. Trump is a couple of steps ahead of these guys typically.
Well, and if you guys have been listening to the program, we've been calling this. We've been saying exactly what's been happening every single step of the way. And when we go through, we look at this. Look at this right here. As of November 5th, Georgia's Secretary of State Aide said this morning there was under 25,000 uncounted ballots remaining. Then his office claims there's over 60,000 ballots next. Okay, nothing fishy to see here. Next up, rate of rejected mail-in ballots almost 30 times lower in Pennsylvania this year than in 2016. Okay. Next up, Pennsylvania UPS whistleblower Richard Hopkins goes public. Confirmed federal investigators have spoken with him about Postmaster Rob Winspa's order to backdate ballots to November 3rd.
Yep.
Oh.
I'm looking at a headline right now that just came in at 11 o'clock. We've identified 450,000 ballots that miraculously only have a vote for Joe Biden on the Sunday Morning Futures of Maria Bartiromo on Fox, who, by the way, is basically cut their own throat on the conservative agenda by they got a couple people on there that are actually good, but they took Judge Jeanine off because she was going to talk about the voter fraud in her show got canceled on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'd like to also talk about the local part of the ballots. I'm sorry. How come you can't see where your ballot is for everybody? Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, right here in Shasta County. So just multiply that out across the United States, what you're looking at, if I don't even know where my ballot is right now.
Before we go to the break, this is from Chris Ann Hall, and you can, if you want to do your homework and on the rule of law and all that kind of good stuff, no president is elected in November. They call the call of the election is in November. In November is a projection, not a reality. The vote takes place in December, and the count is January 6th. Only then will we know who the president of the United States is. The Electoral College vote is the only one that counts. It doesn't count that the media proclaims the king.
Yeah. It doesn't?
It doesn't count that a foreign country proclaims the king.
It doesn't? Dang it!
It's and you notice that all these guys that are talking about this leave out the word legal.
Of course.
We want all the votes counted. No, I don't want the votes that are coming from Red China counted or coming over the border from Canada. I don't want all the illegal votes from aliens who aren't American citizens. Mm-hmm. I don't want, you know.
I don't want Donald Duck's vote.
If all the votes count and not the legal ones, then Red China might as well just come over here and take over anyway.
Well, and I think it was Stalin that said it. He said that it doesn't matter who casts the vote. It matters who counts the vote. And like we saw in Pennsylvania.
I think he said it like this. I think he said, only matters who counts the votes.
And yet it does not matter who counts.
And with that, we're going to go to a break. If you want to call in and get in on this conversation, give us a call. 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sewing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Larkspur Lane. Reading Home Helpers. Serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you. Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That was the original Yankee Doodle, just in case you wanted to know. It's just, where do we start? I got to finish this story. This comes from Sydney Powell, and then we'll move on. She's saying that there's 450,000 ballots that have miraculously only have votes for Poncho and Lefty. And, how is that even possible? How does that even compute? I'm looking at a chart from Real Politics that shows that in Nevada they had 125% turnout, in Pennsylvania 109% turnout. You, by the way, you only have like 100%. just in, you know, of people that are registered. So how do you get 125, 109, Minnesota 107, North Carolina 106, Wisconsin 105, Michigan 105, Arizona 101, Georgia 96%? How does that happen?
I do not think these numbers mean what you think they mean.
Common Core.
My favorite part of it is, like, you have a guy from 1850 who was born in 1850 that's voting. And Democrats be like, it's not voter fraud. It's just proof of vampires.
You know, this whole thing is setting up division. Because if they lose in court, this is what they want, is chaos. They want all these uneducated buffoons that don't think for themselves, that take their marching orders from anybody that says they're for diversity, and to go out and start targeting people, because we've already got lists. They're talking about putting lists together of Trump supporters. Really? Okay.
Yeah, I actually have a bunch on that I wanted to go over, because I have a call to action I want to do with people on that.
Well, do we want to go to our couple callers before we move along there?
Yes, we should.
All right.
I got to laugh at the chat room.
I did.
The bear says, I can't even watch anymore. And it's like, duh, bears.
Okay, with that, I believe Christian is first. We will go to Christian. Good morning. You there, Christian?
Good morning,
Christian?
Y'all. How
are
you doing?
The fun never stops. Good. What you got,
hey,
Christian?
Listen. Well, here's what I got. I'm from the opposite side here. Mm. I do appreciate y'all taking phone calls occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. And I do listen to occasionally. I got to say, y'all is a little bit more right, further to the right than old Fox News by far.
You think? Because they're not?
It's very interesting to hear.
Right.
And y'all seem like patriotic, proud, you know, God, guts, and guns, don't mess with me type folk, and that's all good.
Get to the point, Christian.
That's all good. My question would be to you, is do y'all have the guts to have opposition or to have somebody come in and counter your position?
Sure.
You're on the show right now, bud.
Well, sign me up.
You want to give me a call? We'll bring you in. You want to give me a call at 221-0101 anytime. We'll put you on.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah.
I think... You know, I understand
what is the position that's opposite from us? What is your position? You're for Marxism? That's the opposite of my position.
That is.
Well, I guess that would be the far left opposite.
Well, that's what we're talking about. What's your position?
No, I'm talking about for instance, when are you going to be able to get to a point when you say, okay, I guess Trump lost the election.
When it goes through a legal process. That's right. When it goes through a legal process, then if that's the case and there's a legal process, then we will have to, you know, we still might think that there was cheating because it's pretty obvious there was.
And so if Trump says, well, you know what, I've been through the legal process and I went ahead and got multiple rulings from the Supreme Court. He's had two, and they're looking at one more right now. And they just get, you know, turned down.
I think you're mistaken, because if you go through and you look at it, it actually shows that President Donald Trump actually put out a release statement that said that he was going to begin litigating the cases that he was going to start on, starting tomorrow.
No. They've already had, the Republican Party of Pennsylvania has already had two go before the Supreme Court.
No.
You're mistaken. That actually was before Amy Barrett was even put on the seat. And they ended up not taking it because it was 3-3.
See, again, it's misinformation.
Nevertheless.
It's not a nevertheless. Facts don't care about your feelings.
It's a matter of, here's what I'm trying to say right now.
Go for it.
Let's say the Supreme Court does not concur with you.
Okay.
And with Donald Trump.
Okay.
Let's just give that a hypothetical right there.
Okay.
All right.
Would you say, well, Don, I think it's about time you leave and maybe come back in 4 years?
Well, we wouldn't have any choice at that point.
We have a legal system to follow. That's what the country is.
Donald
That's what
Trump
we're based
right
on.
Now hasn't even acknowledged that he would even consider that.
Well, you know, it's hard for me. Well, hold on a second. It's hard for me to listen to you about acknowledgement when you haven't acknowledged his presidency on your side of the aisle for the last 4 years. Russiagate.
Oh, no, Obama. Sir, you can't.
What?
You can't speak for me.
Well, I'm talking about yourself.
Well, how can you even call it yet when it's not even done the way they're not even doing the proper channels to call the presidency yet?
We're talking about in general.
I'm just saying hypothetical.
Okay.
Hypothetical.
Well, hypothetical is
right
great,
now,
except you got to use the truthful. You got to be truthful when you're using your hypothetical.
I'm being truthful when Trump says he has not made a decision as to whether or not he would advocate the throne.
Do you want me to read his statement? From that he published?
I read.
Oh, you do, but you don't.
But,
yeah, you read, but you don't want to hear what it is. I've got his statement that he published. That was, by the way, on Twitter. They censored him the other day. They wouldn't let him. It's okay to censor the president, right? And so that means all the information that we've been getting for the last 3 years by a mainstream media who blocks everything that has anything to do with showing the other side of the agenda, that's okay, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Trump's never gotten any tweets through. It's just amazing. They just shut him right down.
Have you even seen the amount of Trump tweets that have been removed or the amount of Republicans that have been banned off platforms? Or how about the groups that had 60,000 members on them 3 days prior to the election that got banned off of the platform?
Love to see your stats that are verified and not, hypothetical.
That's easy to come up with. Facebook put them out themselves.
Love it now. So you aren't a public broadcasting organization, is that correct?
No.
We're not an organization.
We're not. We have a show
You know what I'm trying to say.
Well, I'm not sure what you're trying to say.
Y'all is a private station. It's not a public broadcast station.
This is a station that is that is paid for by the owner, and we pay owner so that we can come onto it. So I guess that would be private.
Nobody pays us to report what we report.
Facebook.
Huh?
So is Twitter and so is Facebook.
Except they're supposed to be under 230, an unbiased party that lets people post things that are, to show both sides. But when they start twisting the narrative and taking it, then they lose their ability to protect themselves from lawsuits, because the whole idea under 230 was that you're an unbiased bystander letting people post things. But when you start shaping the narrative.
It's kind of like the old fairness doctrine that they used to have there on the public radio.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and by the way, I don't think Trump has won any lawsuit against social media, period.
Well, that's because they had protection under 230 against lawsuits, which is now going to be putting on the table here pretty soon, I think. Because, why do you snicker about that?
Hang on 1 second. Here's the thing.
These
things have not been litigated out. You have Candace Owens that recently ended up doing a lawsuit against Facebook. She just announced that 2 days ago. Donald Trump has been president, and he has not been doing any lawsuits against Facebook at this time. What we do is we do have people in Congress who have been calling to testify, people like Mark Zuckerberg, and you have the Twitter guy that ended up coming on and testifying as well, and their answers are pathetic. You have him go before,
right?
Ted Cruz. And
what do you think? There's a guillotine outside the halls of Congress where they get convicted and they chop their heads off? No, there is a litigation process.
You mean like Steve Bannon said the other day.
Like Steve Bannon, what has that got to do with the price of tea in China?
Oh, you don't know what Steve Bannon said about Fauci the other day?
I don't know. Bannon
is. They ought to cut the damn head off. Said that right on Fox News. They ought to cut his head off. And when he said that, Steve Bannon's lawyers called him up and said, Mr. Bannon, I don't think we're going to be able to represent you anymore.
What does that got to do with the price of tea in China?
did we skip a beat somewhere?
Do you want me to start talking about leftist narratives? I mean, if you want to go down the line, what was that lady, the fake comedian that chopped off President's head?
Kathy Griffin is holding up a president's chopped.
What does it have to do with the price of tea in China, what anybody does or says, aside from what we're talking about? Stay on point here, guy.
Besides bragging about grabbing women's pussies because you can just go up there and do
it. Oh, no.
You know, yeah. we grew up.
Well, let's start talking
about we want to talk
offended.
About Creepy Joe.
Yeah,
do we really want to get started with that?
Hairy legs, all of the above.
We're going to a break.
What an idiot.
Hold on, Jackie. We will get you on the other side. You're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
It's like, oh, yeah.
Exploration Park is open for safe, outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
KCNR, 96.5 FM and AM 1460 are honoring our veterans this holiday season with Operation Holiday Salute 2020. If you wish to thank our veterans for their service, you can join forces with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. The holidays can be particularly difficult times for veterans, and this is your opportunity to lend a helping hand. A portion of the proceeds go to support homeless veterans. Call KCNR 530-605-4565 and become part of Operation Holiday Salute.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Back, Sovereign Mind Radio. Yeah, we might have got a little over the top on that one, I guess. But it's hard to sit there and listen to somebody spew a bunch of disinformation and crap, irrelevancy, throw stones.
Well,
you know.
And here's the big thing. You just watch as they go down the line, and it ends up devolving back into the same narrative.
Yeah.
You want to come about and talk about something that was a leaked video from 15 years ago, and
right.
That's your defense of where
but,
it goes to?
But,
talk
but,
about something relevant.
But they won't talk
please.
About anything on the other side. They've got one thing that Trump said in that was said in confidence to somebody else who wasn't supposed to be recording their conversation, and we've got tons of stuff on the left violence, the you know targeting people, the Biden and his hairy legs and sniffing people and all this crap.
Well, and let's get to the meat of the problems of what we see. I mean, you got Obama that was the one that put kids in cages. You got Biden
right.
who has his son Hunter that's out there making all these deals and going back to pops.
You know, being compromised by the Chinese.
Yeah.
I guess that doesn't matter. And then you got Trump, who they never talk about, you know, three nominations for Middle East Peace Prizes. They talk about getting us out of Paris peace climate agreement, getting NAFTA and redoing that. And we could go down to this road, doom, boom, 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 boom. Name one thing that the opposition has done of any amount of action that was for the good of the American people, period.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we could have, you know, 3 hours. We could take a whole day on you know, what they've done and all the crap.
Well,
gone
it's
on with
ridiculous.
Them. But I want to apologize to the listeners. Yeah. Yes, we got overheated, and I'm sorry if you couldn't understand everything that was going on, but it was very hard not everybody to say something that was on their mind because...
Well, we're tired of these guys and their,
yeah.
their rhetoric.
You know,
and everything.
I don't
so
apologize.
I apologize to the listeners. We will try to do better
we'll
with it.
Try not to step on each other.
Yeah, and yeah. so you guys can get the full gist of what's really happening in the studio.
We didn't hire Trump because he's a nice guy.
And with that, we will go to our caller, and then we do have a special guest in the studio. Jackie, good morning. Are you there still, Jackie? Jackie?
Well,
you have to turn your radio down, Jackie.
Yeah, you're...
Okay, it's down.
Okay, what can we do for you?
You know, do you know of the situation, I believe it's in Michigan, where the computer automatically gave 6,000 votes that were for Trump
yes.
to Biden?
Yes,
yes.
That was in one county, and they think there are 47 other counties, and as well as maybe 30 other states.
It's a bunch of other states, and it's about 40 counties, and it's all the Dominion software.
There's
and
47 other counties that were involved in that, just so people know what we're talking about. We had an instance to where seven counties had the votes go through twice for Biden. And it ended up giving a 6,000-vote lead, and they actually ended up calling the race for a Democratic representative on that one. And then it ended up switching back once they did a manual recount because the race was so close after that.
Is it in recount now?
What was that?
Is it in a recount now?
I believe it may have already gone through a recount. I still have yet to confirm that information. However, it has been used in 47 other counties and also in 28 other states. There's also some
interesting... What are they doing about the other 28 states?
I believe they're litigating it right now and possibly doing recounts, but I cannot give you that information
for
certain.
Well, we know that Monday there's going to be a bunch of filings. We know that, whether they're Pennsylvania or Georgia. Or, you know, they've got a big legal team, and I think that's what the Democratic Party is thinking they could beat this because they have a huge team of attorneys that work for them.
And also I wanted to go ahead and point out the impropriety that we see here with these voting machines that are on these particular ones. The Dominion voting systems, which commands more than a third of the voting machine market without having Washington lobbyists, has hired its first high-powered firm that includes a longtime aide the Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Just so you know.
There you have
They're
it.
Friends with Nancy Pelosi?
One of the aides to Nancy Pelosi had hired on to this firm to end up doing this. This is
the
us a Bloomberg government. Yes.
Well, yikes. How do you get to the bottom of it?
Well, that remains to be seen, I think.
But they are pursuing it.
Yes, they are pursuing it. President Donald Trump has come out and said that he is not going to concede this thing. He's going to keep fighting for this nation just as he's kept fighting for us all this time. And he's beginning litigation processes as of tomorrow.
Let me actually read the statement that was published yesterday from
I'm going to hang up.
From Donald Trump.
All right, thanks for calling
Thank
in.
Thank you,
Jackie.
Okay, and then we'll get to our next caller. This is the statement from President Donald Trump, November 7th, 2020. We all know why Joe Biden is rushing to falsely pose as the winner, why his media allies are trying so hard to help him. They don't want the truth to be exposed. The simple fact is this election is far from over. Joe Biden has not been certified as the winner of any states, let alone any of the highly contested states headed for mandatory recounts, or states where our campaign has valid and legitimate legal challenges that could determine the ultimate victor. In Pennsylvania, for example, our legal observers were not permitted meaningful access to watch the counting process. Legal votes decide who is the president, not the news media. Beginning Monday, our campaign will start prosecuting our case in court to ensure election laws are fully upheld and the rightful winner is seated. The American people are entitled to an honest election that means counting all legal ballots and not counting any illegal ballots. This is the only way to ensure the public has full confidence in our election. It remains shocking that the Biden campaign refuses to agree with this basic principle and wants ballots counted even if they are fraudulent, manufactured, or cast by ineligible or deceased voters. Only a party engaged in wrongdoing would lawfully keep observers out of the count room and then fight in court to block their access. So what is Biden hiding? I will not rest until the American people have an honest vote count they deserve and that democracy demands, President Donald Trump.
And with that, We'll go to a caller. I believe we have Mary first. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. When I heard you apologize to your listeners, I picked up the phone and I felt passion to call to tell you do never apologize for your views and being passionate about what is the coup that they are putting upon
Mary, well, Mary, let me stop you there for just a second. We're not actually apologizing for that. In the chat room, we were told that we were talking over each other.
And it was hard
to hear what we were saying because there was too many people talking. So that's what
I loved it. I appreciate it. That's
what we well, thank you for calling in and letting us know.
I want to say one more thing.
Go ahead.
Go.
Nancy Pelosi's longtime chief of staff is the executive director of Dominion, which is the voting system used in America, as well as Dianne Feinstein's husband owns 60% of that company.
Shocked.
You should have asked that caller, if Trump's family owned the voting system, how would he feel?
He would point out that he said something bad 15 years ago.
Sidney Powell brought that up. Anybody
yep.
can look at it.
Yep.
And it's nuts. So, anyways, thank you.
Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it very much. And then we have Dar. Dar, are you with us?
I am.
All right. What you got for us this morning? We're moving fast.
Okay. First of all, I was going to say don't apologize for anything, but just okay.
I appreciate that.
If you heard me on there, I was like, I don't.
No way. No way. But anyway, and I do not believe Trump lost. I really don't. Why would it? States that he brought business back to and opened up business to, such as the car industry and everything, vote against him. Doesn't make sense. And the thing is Biden, and I was wondering, all of a sudden Biden seems to be more lucid. It's very suspicious, but I have a question for you.
Go.
And maybe
go.
You can answer this. My daughter called me the other night, and she was on her way home listening to a talk radio. And someone had called in and said that when Obama was in office, he had made some sort of agreement with Canada in case we ever had an insurrection or a problem in our country that they would send their military down to help put it down. Have you ever heard that before?
I have not, but it wouldn't surprise me based upon the information that we've seen with the Great Reset and otherwise. There's actually a bunch of other nations. George Soros had actually come before Davos after President Trump spoke back there in January and said that he was going to put the sovereignty of our nation and our people first. And it was just 2 days later that Soros was saying that the fate of the entire world will hinge on this election, and you have multiple other people, even all the way up to the Vatican, who were stepping in against President Trump at that point in time. So there's a lot of people that are trying to do a globalist reset right now, and it would not surprise me at all to see that we only have about two allies out there right now, Mexico and Jerusalem and Israel being one of them. I mean, it's what we're seeing right now is we're seeing most of these other nations which are taking a stand on the globalist socialist side. So thank you for your call.
We appreciate it.
Very good.
Yeah,
all
we
right.
do have another call before we get to our guest. We've got Opal. We're working at it, Corey. Are you there, Opal?
Yeah.
What you got for us this morning?
I would like someone to tell that jackass gentleman that I'm willing to bet $1,000,000 to 1 that same jet that's going to take Barbara Streisand out of this country has lots of room for him and his.
Very good for you, Opal.
Have you got anything else, Opal? I guess we're going to move on.
Okay. Thanks for calling in,
yeah,
Opal. We appreciate it.
So, where?
Well, we're almost to a break, but we do have a guest in the studio.
Well, let me say this. This is from General Flynn last night, and then we'll introduce our guest. General Flynn posted this on Twitter last night. There's this is General Michael Flynn, the guy that's been targeted for the last 3 years. There is a legitimate legal battle ensuing across America. Get involved where you can. Pray all you can and know the media is not responsible for deciding our elections. We the people are by our greatest, it's we the people and it's by our great constitution. Let it lead us to the legitimate outcome and not the mainstream media. And that pretty much is the answer to that caller. The fact is that why is the media posting all this crap? Why are they saying they won? They don't have enough legal training or have any analysts that understand what's going on? Or are they trying to gin up divisiveness so they have an excuse to riot and burn and go after people?
That's exactly what it is. Right now they're trying to set us up to where we end up having a contested election. That's exactly what the color war is about, the color revolution. And with that, folks, we do have to go to a break. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And perfect.
We'll go to a break, and we'll introduce our guests on the other side.
Friend. Gonna keep you free and clean, and now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dream.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Hi, my name is Owen Gavigan with Shasta Window Cleaning and Shasta Tubworks. My phone number is 275-2762. I clean commercial and home windows, and I repair bathtubs and showers. I have a state contractor's license for my tub business, and I have operated both businesses for over 20 years. All work is performed by me. My phone number is 275-2762, and I'm also online at Shasta Tubworks. Thank you much.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
We're back, Sovereign Mind Radio, home to Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State, where we advocate for freedom and rule of law, not arbitrary abuse of power, which is the definition of tyranny. And that's what we're talking about.
The truth.
Well, and also, like, I saw a post the other day that summarizes it pretty daggone well. You go through and you look at it, and the guy goes, so do we start the riots and looting at Best Buy or Ross? I've never done this before. It's my first time.
Wow. I don't even know what to say about that. Has anybody caught the Joe Biden, we set up the best fraud system for the votes? And did anybody see that video? I think it got pulled off.
Yeah, I saw that. That was they're saying that it was quoted out of context. No, it seemed like it was pretty much in context.
Well, he's either screwed up and he gaffed, which he's known to do quite frequently, or he didn't screw up and he told the truth. So I guess that would pick our pick. With that, go ahead and introduce our guest.
We have Corey Allen in the studio with us. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning. Thank you so much, guys, for having me today.
No problem. I'm not sure. I know we're talking about masks and we're talking about vaccines. And so where do you want to start with all this?
Well, I'll just do a short little introduction. My name's Corey Allen, also known as Hermit Strawman on Facebook. I'm an Air Force veteran that worked in security forces. For over a year now, I've been actively involved in fighting tyranny, bringing awareness on multiple social issues, attending the Board of Supervisors meetings, rallies. I've been involved with the Reopen Shasta group, Shasta Coalition. Doing lots of research. As a Christian, I tell people about the gospel of the coming kingdom of God and his son, Jesus Christ, which this world desperately needs to hear. But as a citizen living in this world of Satan, half the battle is knowing and getting ahead of the enemy. So now this is where you prepare yourself for that red pill. Or if you're a sheep, take the blue pill and go back to sleep. Be prepared, though. This pill may be hard to swallow.
Reminds me of a joke that I probably should let it go.
I've been studying the enemy for a while now. I'm the guy who is telling you that COVID-19 is a full-scale exercise.
It's a psyop. Anybody with a thinking brain can see it.
Event 201, same people that put that on. You got Davos there. You ended up having the two different locations that were set up by Obama and funded through taxpayer dollars to the tune of $260,000 that they were studying coronavirus, novel coronavirus in bats.
Right.
Give me a break.
Yeah. Right.
Go on.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's funny, too, that Wuhan shut down for like 2 weeks and everything's fine then.
Of course.
Yeah. So the rest of the world gets shut down by a virus that comes out of China, and China doesn't shut down after 2 weeks.
And then we want to trust a guy like Bill Gates that gives computer viruses to people out there and then sells them software to protect their computer. Right. And now he's working in a vaccination.
Yeah, and he's going to manufacture that.
This guy talks like Trump does. They both talk about the same. At least Trump says things that are reasonable. The left's like, why are you so against socialism? Because in America, people like to walk their dogs, not eat them.
Yeah, like it sucks. So go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I was doing some digging, and I went on the California Department of Public Health website and came across the vaccination planning section. Now, at the bottom of that, there's a report to CDC. It's a PDF. Okay. I clicked on that because it is a link. And it took me to this 80-plus page document, okay, COVID-19 vaccination plan for the state of California. And I was like, whoa, okay, so I look in here. This is the ultimate proof that they are planning on vaccinating the entire country. And actually, I got to mention that on a last board meeting Tuesday, I had brought all this up, and I was going through the highlights that I handed out to you guys. And Donnell Ewart, the director of Health and Human Services here in Shasta County, had confirmed it. Yes, he says that he thinks that it would be negligent to not vaccinate the entire community.
Wow.
Yes, and so this was a pretty heavy message, confirmation. You know, this stuff isn't just out there. This you have to click on links, you know, and then there's links within these documents that take you to other documents that are like 80 plus pages, and that's what I wanted.
So you think in saying that what they're doing is they're going to like take people's jobs from them and things like that, because if mandatory vaccines like children they're doing in schools, is that where you...
Oh, absolutely. You know, you go through these documents, you know, like I said, the COVID-19 vaccination plan that you find on public health, but then the CDC... Okay, remember, this vaccination plan is the report back to the CDC. The document that the CDC has is COVID-19 Vaccination Program Interim Playbook for Jurisdiction Operations. Okay, so this COVID-19 vaccination plan is for jurisdictions. So this is how the public health is getting their jurisdictions, okay, is through the CDC, which is actually Department of Health and Human Services. It's a component of that, which is a federal government.
Well, and so, what's very interesting to me about what the CDC has done recently, they've gone through, and when you look at the ratios compared to 18 to 29-year-olds hospitalization and death by age, they actually changed it from a percentage recently to be like death is 4 times lower or death is 9 times lower. They don't want you to see the actual results of what it is for those age groups, because it's like 0.00003 as far as the mortality rate, and yet you want to turn around and shove some unknown byproduct that's actually a vaccine that's the first of its kind RNA vaccine that's not like any of these other vaccines that before that, and you want to shove that into my body to actually physically change? I mean, that changes your RNA. At that point, there's questions of whether or not you're even a human or a genetic modification.
That's exactly what their goal is right here, okay? So I wanted to address your question, but I also want to get back on that. The EUA, the emergency use authorization, okay, that right there gives this the FDA the authority to push out an unapproved vaccine, okay, and then also the PREP Act. Look at the PREP Act. Mm-hmm. Everybody that's going to be involved in this program, the vaccination program, is immune from liability. So there is nothing that can come back at them, and it's so hard to win any of these compensations.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Big Pharma been here before or still
what's really
moving along with
me,
that?
What's really interesting to me about this particular process is I don't think these vaccines that Trump has been working on are the same vaccines they're planning on pushing out, because, you see, Trump is actually trying to go through and get an authorized vaccine, FDA approved, and what they're trying to do in this is allow an unauthorized vaccine, which basically to me says that maybe it's not the companies that Trump has actually been working on, and that's not what we're going to end up seeing. We might end up seeing somebody's designer vaccine that, who knows? Might have already been done.
Let me stop this, and then we'll go back. I have to do a news flash here. 2 minutes ago, Donald Trump tweeted, "Since when does the lamestream media call who our next president will be? We have all learned a lot the last 2 weeks." Now you can go on.
Okay. Well, I want to go more on this vaccine thing, and I have a hard time with the FDA approved stuff.
Right.
I'm just saying, just because it gets that label doesn't mean a vaccine is going to be safe, no side effects, that it's going to do anything to cure or help you with the disease that's at hand.
Hey,
I'm just saying.
We're from Microsoft. We're here to help.
Yeah. How do they even know the side effects?
Thank you for calling tech support.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
You got to keep in mind, though, the wording in all these documents is something that they take advantage of, okay? Authorization doesn't mean approved, you know? So those two words, you can have an authorized unapproved vaccine. Okay, so they love their word, all, you know, playing around with the words.
Okay.
But you had mentioned the mandates.
Yeah.
Okay, so they don't need to necessarily put the word out there just yet. However, I did just receive this article from law.com last night. It was sent to me. And within this, it says that state government should only consider making vaccinations mandatory if voluntary COVID-19 vaccinations fall short of producing needed levels of population immunity. Okay, so let that sink in for a second.
So, if we don't think we got enough bodies, we want more, we're going to mandate.
If we don't have enough voluntary.
Yeah.
Come on. Right.
Yeah, well.
That's what it comes down to. Okay. Wow. So when we talk about being mandatory, you know, what did we see with the healthcare workers? They were threatening to lose
their
job. Exactly. Yeah. And so they use that over their head, say, okay, well, if you're not going to get vaccinated, we're going to take your job. And so that's what I wanted to kind of get into, is that incident that we saw with the healthcare workers, mm-hmm. that order got rescinded. That in itself was a full scale exercise.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
They wanted to see how many would comply and how many wouldn't.
Right.
So now you go on the A list or the B list,
mm-hmm.
blue pill, red pill.
Right. But it's all about compliance. How far
are
we willing to comply? So if we start looking at it as this whole pandemic, the word COVID-19, if we start looking at that as an exercise and not participate in that exercise, then guess what? That is how we push back. That is how it's not even just about testing anymore. You know, it's about understanding the situation here that's going on. You know, we have all agencies involved. We have the entire community. This is a whole community integrated exercise. This is their own words, their own definitions, and I can get into that. That's what I was hoping.
I'm posting all of this on my Facebook page, by the way, and I'll post it on Twitter as well, so these PDFs, so people can get to them if they're not looking
at. Well, we're going to be at the top of the hour, but you can stay over. I mean, we got other things going on. But we can, you know, if you want to hang out, we will keep talking about this, but they will cut us off here in a short time. Sorry, it's been a fast-moving morning. We got about 1 minute. So is there anything you want to get out in the minute before they cut us off?
Well, so the next thing that I'm going to be getting into is this document that came out from FEMA, and it's the Homeland Security Exercise and Evaluation Program. The acronym is HSEEP, and right outside before I came in, Wynn is like, oh, you just changed the S and the H, and you got sheep.
There you go.
Interestingly enough, they won't let me post it on Twitter. I got it on Facebook, but Twitter. So I'm going to go to Parler and post it there, too. And then we got to set up our WinCam and get that going, too. But
With that, stay tuned for the second half of Sovereign Mind. You've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
She took all the love that a poor boy would give her and left me to die like a fox on the run. Like a fox, like a fox, like a fox on the run.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Harris are emphasizing unity and healing as they prepare to lead the nation. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Celebrating his election as the 46th president, Biden said this is the time to heal in America.
It's time to put away the harsh rhetoric. Lower the temperature.
He pledged to be a leader who seeks not to divide, but to unify. At a victory party in Delaware, Biden was introduced by Kamala Harris, who will be the first female vice president.
While I may be the first woman in this office, I will not be the last.
She said every little girl watching will see that this is a country of possibilities. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump has not conceded the election, and votes continue to be counted. Mr. Trump's attorneys are concerned about possible irregularities in several states and are filing court actions to try and determine what really happened. Recounts will likely be required in some places. Two former eBay employees have been indicted by a grand jury on charges they participated in a campaign to terrorize a Massachusetts couple.
James Baugh, who was eBay's Senior Director of Safety and Security, and David Harville, former Director of Global Resiliency, were indicted on charges including stalking through interstate travel. They were among several former employees arrested in June in what authorities have described as a scheme to ruin the lives of the couple who ran a website that was critical of the company. Five other employees have pleaded guilty in the case.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Jeopardy host Alex Trebek has passed away after battling pancreatic cancer for nearly 2 years. Jeopardy's studio Sony says Trebek died at his California home early this morning with family and friends surrounding him. Alex Trebek was 80 years old. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Are you a 50-year-old male with pre-existing conditions? Conditions where you may be a bit porky and have type 2 diabetes? If so, $1 million of term insurance should only cost about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. If you lean left or right, wear a mask or don't, Big Lou will find an affordable term life policy for you. Big Lou's been very, very busy lately finding affordable term life insurance for people with pre-existing conditions. He's great on the phone with a bedside manner second to none. Get a term life quote now by calling 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford with no broken promises. So call Big Lou. He's a lot like you, and he's hoping for a vaccine too. For affordable term life, call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085 or biglou.com.
A Tennessee death row inmate gets a reprieve.
Governor Bill Lee pushed back the execution from December 3rd until April 9th, 2021, due to the challenges and disruptions caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. It's the fourth reprieve this year because of the virus. The inmate, who claims innocence, is scheduled to die for the 1987 stabbing deaths of a mother and her two-year-old daughter. A judge ordered DNA testing for the first time in September, and the results are pending. Rhonda Rockstar reporting.
More than 1,600 migrants have either been rescued at sea or reached Spain's Canary Islands in small boats over this weekend. The body of one person who has died during the perilous journey was recovered by rescuers in waters near one island. Another person airlifted by helicopter for health problems. The route to the islands from Western Africa, which at its closest point in Morocco is about 60 miles, has seen an increase in traffic this year. News and analysis at townhall.com. Uber's food delivery business brought in more money during the third quarter than its ride business did.
It was a sign of how much consumer behavior has changed and how far the company has adapted since the pandemic struck. The San Francisco-based ride-hailing company lost $1.09 billion in the third quarter as many customers continued to stay out of shared vehicles. Its mobility business was down 53% from a year ago, while its Eats business grew 125%. John Scott reporting.
Today is Sunday, November the 8th, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday, including TV personality Mary Hart. She is 70 years old. Actress Alfre Woodard turns 68. Singer Leif Garrett, remember him, 59 years old today. Chef and TV personality Gordon Ramsay has 54 candles on his cake. TV personality Jack Osborne turns 35. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, I meant to play it a little longer. That was why don't we steal away? I guess I sort of fell flat there. Anyway, Sovereign Radio, we're back with our guest Corey, and we're talking about the plandemic, the scandemic, the demdemic, the CCP demic. Take your
the
pick.
The BS,
the Germany papers demic.
The BS demic.
Hello, welcome to Nazi Germany. Would you like to have your papers handed to me, or will they take them?
Would you like a cigarette? Old man? Yes, I want a cigarette. No, anyway.
Let me get you a beer. In
All right, let's...
We got a caller, Terry, on the line.
All right, very good.
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, everybody. I've got a question for Corey. I mean, he had mentioned how this was an exercise. This whole deal with the healthcare workers, telling them if they didn't wear a mask, that they would have to, or need to get a flu vaccine, that they would lose their job. I mean, I'd like to see some of the outrage in Shasta County. And my question is, to Corey, this character, Karen Ranstrom, who's carrying out these orders, this awful stuff, along with her cohort, I mean, I think that you need to expound on that. If you would expound on it, I'd really like to hear a little more about it. But these guys are just way, 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 Donnell Ewert, they're just, this is unbelievable. This is our own county, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And as most people know, 99% of the people that get this thing recover. I mean, are we really that stupid? I'm driving through a parking lot now, and I see people getting in their cars, actually putting their masks on when they get in the car.
Well, you answered
wow.
your own question, Terry. I think,
yeah,
just morons.
It's ridiculous. And what gets me is that how many people will just? I mean, this is how Germany happened.
I really have a question for Corey.
Go ahead, Terry.
I really have a question for Corey. I kind of wanted to hear what Corey had to say.
Well, go ahead, Terry. You're on. Go ahead.
Oh, that was his question.
Was that the question? Okay.
Okay.
So yes, so within this whole entire exercise, there's individual exercises that make this entire complex exercise put together. So I'm looking at page 4 right now on the COVID-19 vaccination plan for City of California by the California Department of Public Health. At the bottom it says, finally, California anticipates conducting tabletop exercises in October through December to identify any gaps in planning and to ensure refinements are underway prior to receiving vaccine. In addition, continuous review of the flu vaccination campaign will guide the COVID-19 vaccine plan. Okay, so when I was reading that, what automatically came to my mind is exercises for the healthcare workers. Why was it that Karen Ramstrom was so quick to rescind that order? Okay, she rescinded that order so fast, and we are fortunate as a county versus other counties that I don't know what their status is on this battle, but our county specifically was able to get that order rescinded, and it was very fast. So people need to start looking at this as an exercise and not participate in the exercise and know how to fight this and push back on the narrative that's going on right now.
My other question is, Corey, if we replace Ranstrom and Donnell Ewert, do you think that changes the narrative at all? Because don't the Board of Supervisors have the jurisdiction, or do they not?
So the Board of Supervisors, they do have the jurisdiction, but Karen Ramstrom ultimately has the jurisdiction in this whole exercise that we know as COVID-19. As far as replacing her, she's expendable, you know, and the program will continue on. Again, this is a worldwide exercise that we're all being participants in. So replacing her isn't going to change anything as far as the exercise still being implemented. They can terminate the exercise, but they'd have to have some legitimate reason why they did that. So, again, the ultimate solution as we the people is to just not participate in this exercise. That's how I see that we win this battle. Exactly.
Well, and that's going to happen.
Absolutely, Terry. Thank you.
Thanks, Terry. Go ahead, Terry. You know, actually, that's the whole answer right there is to quit participating. I mean, the real deal is just because, and that's where I was going to go with the Nazi Germany thing. How did Nazi Germany occur? Because so many people just went lockstep, pardon the pun. I think that's where it comes from. Whatever the government told them to do, you know, I mean, if they were taking off the neighbors, hey, you know, it's not me, it's the government program, you know, until they got to you, and then it's a problem, you know. But
Fraulein, it's just a small pinch for the good of the people.
and always it was for your safety.
Absolutely.
Every single time it was, we're doing this for your own safety. We're carting these guys off for your safety. We're setting up these concentration camps for your safety. We're vaccinating you for your safety. The showers, not so much.
Well, and they targeted these businesses too, just back in those same old days by turning around and putting stars on them. And next thing you know, we have stars that are going up on windows and businesses to prove that they're COVID compliant. Give me a break. Yep.
Wow.
Well, speaking on the safety thing, you know, there's a reverse psychology in that, you know, because it's pushing fear onto people.
Right.
And so they're just so afraid. Oh, safety. I want to be safe.
Well, and you look at Cuomo, too. Cuomo, actually, in New York, he was out there. I still can't say his name right. I know. Give me
Cuomo.
It's Cuomo. You're right.
And so he actually was on a call with, I think it was a pastor at the time, and the call was recorded, and he said it's a fear operation. It's not a based in fact operation. It's a fear operation. We're doing this out of fear.
It's a herd mentality. I mean, why does the stock market crash? Because of a herd mentality. In other words, enough fear gets out there in the marketplace where everybody panics and they pull all their money out of the stock market, but it's too late, it starts to crash. Well, it's the same principle. The principle is that when you get, you know, and you gotta buck up, you gotta grow a pair of legs, grow a spine, you gotta, you know, stand on your hind legs because at some point in time you gotta go, what the hell's going on here? You know, because how much fear can be permeated by the government through the media. I mean, if you listen to Channel 7 or any of these mainstream outlets that are completely controlled at this point, if anybody can't see that, don't even.
Well, can I just point out, thank God this thing was made in China. Thank God this thing was made in China. When you go through and you look at what they actually ended up saying in the event 201, they were expecting 2 million deaths already by this time. And we don't have anywhere near that.
And the deaths that they do have been inflated to the beyond the point of stupidity, you know, and two or more underlying causes. You know, you got bit by a shark, you died from COVID. You got run over by a truck, COVID. Yeah. You know, they get 39 grand up to 90,000. I don't know what the number is. I haven't researched it enough to tell you, but I do know that they're getting paid because I've talked to people that are in the medical industry that are there on the ground and inside the hospitals seeing it. They're getting paid to say that you have COVID by the government. So there's no incentive there for them to just keep stacking that up, right? So the hospital keeps getting checks from the government.
Well, and look too, there's the media blackout that we ended up seeing on the Chinese national that was working on the project to actually create this virus over there that came out as a whistleblower, and the media media just blacks it out completely. If you're going against our narrative, we're going to shut you down. If you're releasing statistics that are showing 85% of the people that get COVID are the ones wearing masks, well, what's going on? Oh, well, it couldn't perhaps be that you're compromising your immune system. You're adding more bacteria right in front of your face. You're constantly touching a mask, and you're wearing a mask in your car alone. That's like masturbating
and
a condom.
They need to go after the media because this is a national security issue. They are using their protections of a free press to black out stories and have a narrative. You gotta stop it.
You said it. Free press. It's not a free press.
It's not
right
a free
now.
Press. If
that's
not,
the problem.
That's right. If they control the press to the point of the mainstream media where they are blacking stories out, they are shifting stories. They're not. That's the problem with the caller we had earlier. These guys don't do any research other than what they're led down the garden path, you know, pointed lockstep to. They don't think for themselves. They don't research the facts on both sides. All they do is parrot whatever the mainstream or their upper echelon of morons tells them to think.
Well, and you look at how you do this. I ended up getting into this because you go through and you start researching, and what you see on all these news media places, New York Times, for instance, they'll post an article that says, oh, this is clearly fake news because CNN says it's fake news. And you look at CNN goes, this is clearly fake news because NBC says it's fake news. So you go down the rabbit hole, you're like, all right, where are you guys getting your information?
Russia. The same place they got the dossier from.
Yeah, exactly.
They made it. They just make it up.
Mm-hmm. And with that, we need to go to a break. If you want to call in and have a question or comment for Cora, give us a call 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our Veterans Day weekend special. Save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, now $1,799, plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Wednesday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a dental discount savings plan annual membership. The dental discount savings plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
KCNR 96.5 FM and AM 1460 are honoring our veterans this holiday season with Operation Holiday Salute 2020. If you wish to thank our veterans for their service, you can join forces with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. The holidays can be particularly difficult times for veterans, and this is your opportunity to lend a helping hand. A portion of the proceeds go to support homeless veterans. Call KCNR 530-605-4565 and become part of Operation Holiday Salute.
Games. This is standoff, yeah, this is standoff. I ain't backing down, I ain't backing back off, so just you back. I will stand my ground, I take my mask off. I take my mask off, cause y'all are clowns. I take my mask off, I take my mask off, cause I won't bow. This is standoff, yeah, this is standoff. I ain't backing down, I ain't backing back off, so just you back. I will stand
stand my ground, I take my mask off. I take my mask off, cause y'all are clowns. I take my mask off. I take my mask off, cause y'all won't bow. I take my mask off.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, your rap station.
I had to get that one in there.
That's
you know?
All right. I'm liking it. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. And I like the fact that we're being attacked by these left-wing people because
yeah.
it shows that we're kind of making a dent and they're sort of getting uncomfortable.
They,
and they, have
they
to,
don't like the truth.
They don't like the truth.
And, all right,
and right. I'm sorry about the poncho and lefty comment, but I'm really not sorry about the poncho and lefty comment because that's who I – they were. It's like, yeah, I mean, Biden is like a poncho and what's Harris?
Far left as you can get.
As far left as you can get. And so it's really the Harris-Biden ticket, you know, and it's ridiculous. But I don't care if you're offended. No, there's no rule that says that you can't be offended. Go back to your safe space. Get in the corner, you know, start sucking your thumb and hope that the world turns sunshine and rainbows and lollipops. Because I don't
just
really
remember, COVID can still reach you there.
Well, you know, this whole COVID thing, it's like, what happened to all the stats on flu, the flu virus? Isn't that just interesting that there's no more stats on flu viruses?
It's been renamed COVID-19.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so they renamed it.
What
so
happened to
no
heart attacks?
Yeah, so it's a cardiac COVID.
Yeah. You know, there was 66 COVID-related shootings in Chicago this last week.
That's how it works.
Wow.
That's how it works. It really, you know, we say, but the CDC even admitted they're 94% off. They even admitted
that's
it.
Right. 94%
time. They're trying to say that there's 230,000 deaths in America. Well, you know, how many were there last year? Does anybody know that figure?
Well, last year, did they stuff everybody into the old folks' home that was sick? I mean, yeah, I'm just saying. Like
well, yeah,
did.
You take out these Democratic governors that ended up having close to around 70,000 of the deaths were as a result, it appears, allegedly.
Okay, here I got to say something for the safe space guys. You know, if there's one thing that you can guarantee about life.
You're going to die.
That's right. You're not going to get out alive.
None of us are.
So you can crawl into your safe space and you can suck your thumb and you can do whatever you want. But you are going to die of something sooner or later. You don't shut down the economy. You don't shut down the world. You don't stop working. You don't stop producing food because now you're guaranteeing the outcome for a whole bunch of people out there, whether they starve to death, whether they don't have any money. Take your pick. If you shut down everything, guess what's going to happen? The economy is going to suck, and our standard of living is going to tank,
yep.
And there's going to be a lot of deaths
suicide
as a result of that.
Suicide rates in youth up 300%. You go through, you look at the child starvation rate across the globe right now, you're talking tens of thousands of kids which are starving right
and
now.
And you know what cracks me up too? Is their answer every single time is to give all the power to the government because they'll save us.
Of course.
It's like, what? So what made us great wasn't giving all of our power to the government so that they could take care of us so we could stay in our safe space in the corner and suck our thumb.
Right.
No. Being a free person, in charge of myself, using my own brain to evaluate things with a doctor who is not being coerced or
paid off,
or intimidated in order to have a preconceived diagnosis.
Well, do these people know why we're the greatest country in the world? How we got started and why we got started?
But they're always – the point that cracks me up is they just don't see the relationship. Their answer is, oh, we've got an evil government. I got an idea. Let's give it more power. It's the evil corporations. I got an idea. They're working with the government. Let's give them more power.
Well, let's put more people in there.
You look at the problems that we have right now. You little college students out there that are sucking your thumb in your safe spaces, complaining about how much your college education costs. Guess what? That's because your government actually ended up getting involved in the system and guaranteeing the loans for the flipping schooling that you take.
Well, but then it's
so
like,
it skyjacks it up.
It's not free.
No. Here's the thing. You go back and you look throughout history, and you see that before the government got involved, it was about 2 weeks' pay to be able to pay with books, with everything else, for an entire year of college.
You might have to have a job on the side to
but
support yourself.
Isn't it supposed to be free?
Go ahead, Corey's over.
We have people that want to know when your next rally is, how to get a hold of you, you know, all that kind of
stuff. Well, I just wanted to address Mark, you know, because he's got a lot of frustration trying to make sense of this entire pandemic, right? But I wanted to remind you, especially as a veteran, you know that in an exercise, things don't have to make sense.
That's true. You just have to do what you're told.
Yes, and they just continue to make it up, play along, all of that. So, this Friday, the 13th, we are having a rally. It's no tests, no masks, no COVID-19 vaccine, no purple tier, right? I wanted to add that one to it. But anyways, Friday, the 13th at 4 p.m. in front of City Hall. We're going to have a lot of open minds there. It's going to be open mic as well. And we're just trying to get people out there to show their frustration, you know, and especially with this purple tier that's going on, all the tyranny, everything.
So if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way?
Yes, so there's a phone number on that flyer. I don't have the flyer.
Okay.
On
but it's Hermit, and it's 530-247-3925.
Absolutely, and Hermit Strawman on Facebook. You can also message me there.
Okay, again, the number is 530-247-3925, and with that, we have a caller on the line for you. We've got Jackie. Good morning, Jackie.
Do we have the option to refuse the vaccine?
Of course you do. You have the option to do anything you want. You're a free person in my book.
You always have the
choice. Forever?
Well, I mean, it's kind of like, you remember in 300, you know, where the King Leonidas was kind of wrestling with what to do and all this stuff. And what does his wife tells him? Do what a free man would do. That's the answer right there. Do what
okay,
a free man
great.
Would do. You were either free or not. And nobody should have to tell you that. You should know that. You should know that because you're free by the rights that have given to you from God, not by what government gives you. That's why the Marxist always has to put all the power in the government, because then you have to answer to them. And then if you believe that your rights don't come from government and they come from someplace else, then you're the bad guy. You're the enemy.
Well, and here's the important thing to remember in this. Under our government, our system of government, when we first started this, we agreed, we consented to be governed.
Mm-hmm.
If you change the rules on that, I do not consent to be governed.
That's right.
It's like what we see with this election right now. You have one side that was losing, and they're on chess, and they're playing the game. And when they realize that in two moves they're done, they flip the chessboard over. And they say, no, we're not playing this game. We're starting a new game. Well, if you start a new game, that is not under what we consented as the American people to allow. And we are the party of the people that were given rights by God that are irrefutable. They're unchangeable. That's
Absolutely.
What it comes down to.
Absolutely.
And so if they say that it's a mandated thing and this is what you've got to do, no. If enough of us stand up and say no, then no. We do not consent to be
I've got a quote here. Okay, this was said by Putin. And this is about playing chess with Obama, but I'm gonna switch that. And this is like playing chess with liberals. It's like playing chess with a pigeon. First it knocks over all the pieces, then it craps all over the board. And finally it struts around like it won.
That sounds interesting. Thank you so much.
Well, I wanted to throw in there real quick. Autonomy, okay? We must remember autonomy in this time. The right to self-govern our own body. Don't ever let anybody take that away from you. Ever.
I don't think Putin actually said that.
No, but I was addressing that caller.
Our next caller, I want to remind people on the 13th, the rally's at 4 p.m. I don't know if we got that in there, and it's at the City of Reading City Hall.
Right.
So I just wanted to get that information out. So, again, at 4 p.m. Friday at City Hall.
And Happy Earthling just posted that in the chat room. And if you were not in the chat room, it's exciting there. There's a lot of things happening. And you can go to kcnr1460.com and get in the chat room and start
putting
your
comments in there. You never
know
what you might be reading. And with that, we do have a caller. We got Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Yeah, I want to start the conversation by saying, hey, y'all. Anyway, that guy that said all those y'alls, you know, that's proof in the pudding that guy's been smoking dope for 40-plus years. That guy is what I would call the ultimate jabroni.
It's unbelievable. Was that a local call?
We think so, but we don't know.
I guess we could have traced it or something. We've got calls from San Francisco before.
San Diego.
Dave in San Francisco. So we don't know, but you know, we take on all comers. We don't care because the truth is pretty self-evident at this point. And you never know with these guys, because I think we're starting to get some inroads, and they're starting to hear about this. And I'm hearing this through the grapevine through other sources that we will become a target at some point, because you know, when you're telling people the truth and you're not a talking head for the mainstream media or the Democrat Party or the government in general, you know, then you're going to get targeted.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, did you hear that the Democrats, as soon as Trump came down the escalator, they started filing suits. Now they're up to 300 suits trying to block what Trump is trying to do legally.
What their plan was. I've been telling you guys for a long time, 1,100 lawyers are going to be litigating this in every single contested state. Well, this is all about the color revolution and the great takeover and the great reset. We're looking at.
And you got Poncho and Lefty coming out now saying, and everybody needs to hold hands and sing Kumbaya because we're all in this together.
And we really care.
And we all need unity. You know something? In a pig's eye. You guys are the most disingenuous, lying pieces of crap out there, period, about, you know, you go away with your unity crap, because all you guys want to do is take our rights away and make us government slaves. I'm sorry, but not going down that road for that program, you know, despite the rumors to the contrary that we aren't free, we still are.
Well, and meanwhile, you have Biden over here. He's going, we all need to unify and come together and stop the hate. Antifa, stop burning things over there for 5 minutes. Screw you, old man.
And then it's the news flash. It says, 5 years in the making. Trump, Biden coming to you. Just go to the local theater. I mean, this is just beyond the pale.
Yeah. Have to agree.
I know Corey's got something to say. Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call, Steve.
We appreciate you calling in.
Time for a break.
It is time for a break. We will go to a break and come back. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
State of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
KCNR 96.5 FM and KCNR1460.com and AM 1460 are honoring our veterans this holiday season by offering Operation Holiday Salute 2020. During the months of November and December, we are offering a discounted advertising package including one live appearance during Free Fire Radio for businesses that support our veterans. And the best part is, a portion of that package price goes to support homeless veterans. Call KCNR today at 530-605-4565.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Sovereign Minds, once again, we're back. It's Sunday. Wow.
And it's just moving.
As
we
usual.
Got all kinds of stuff going on.
As usual. As usual.
Usual?
Yeah, I felt a little tinge of Bidenism there.
Well, you know, there was a Babylon Bee article today that actually came
so
out.
Perfect. That's so perfect. Babylon Bee.
Yeah. I haven't even got to the punchline yet. Doggone. Okay, so it comes out and it talks about how Biden ended up polling better in with Protestant voters after he started speaking in tongues publicly. I believe that shall care is a human right.
Oh, yeah.
And through international blah, blah, blah.
It's right off the Jim Carrey movie. You know, where he becomes God. Remember, he's in the
Oh, my God. What are we going to do? Like, if he's honestly in there, I can just see him with Putin. Putin's, we need to discuss denuclearizing your military. I believe in through... Interpreter, what is
reset,
he saying?
Reset, hit the button, hit the button.
What he's saying, would you like to play chess?
Better get him some batteries.
All right, let's get back serious here. So I'm pulling this up, how the right can organize. You want me to post that someplace?
Yes. I did want to go ahead and go over this because there's some really interesting and scary things. And I have a call to action here to folks. Because what we're seeing right now is AOC has started all the rest of these things, and horse face, let me see here. Here we go. All right. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a communist at best. If anyone is archiving these Trump sycophants, when they try to downplay or deny their complacency of the future, I foresee decent probability of many deleted tweets, writings, and photos in the future. In regards to that, we have Emily Abrams. We're launching the Trump Accountability Project to make sure anyone who took a paycheck to help Trump undermine America is held responsible for what they did. Join us and spread the word. And then just who qualifies to be on the list? Those who elected him, individuals who worked for the Trump President campaign, Republican National Committee and affiliated PACs in 2016 or 2020, those who staffed his government, those who funded him. So they're literally planning on going after and keeping track and keeping record of everybody that ended up doing these things. So here's another one, the post-millennial at the behest of Squadman.
They're going to profile us?
New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a communist at best.
AOC.
The blacklist. Trump sycophants, entitled The Trump Accountability Project, is archiving the names of individuals who elected, served, funded, supported, and represented Donald J. Trump. So here's the thing. The link that we just posted on Facebook, this is how you can rally. And we have got to get in front of these things. We have got to start rallying around our election representatives. And I wanted to give a call to action based upon the fact, if they're targeting us as a party, let's make our own party. Because get this, they are targeting Trump supporters. We are the Trump Party at this point, 71 million members strong. The GOP and the Republican Party has failed us for far too long. Look at our senators, look at our congressmen and how they remain silent in the face of all of this voter fraud and how they do not step up. Lindsey Graham And Doug LaMalfa are one of the two only individuals that I've seen that have actually stepped up to the forefront and said, we are going to go after this. There are so many turncoat Republicans within this party that we have to weed them out. And I personally made a commitment to start running in 2022 to begin this process coming up, and we need to start having people activate themselves, get involved in the parties, get involved in their community, and start showing up for these things and how to organize like the left. And so there is a list on that, and we'll go over it next week in more detail, but have a look at it this week and start getting involved, because we have 2 years to ensure the integrity of our elections and ensure the integrity of who we put in there is going to represent us, so that we don't get hoodwinked by the left if they take control of the Senate. And they may even still try to steal it on January 5th in that Georgia election. He was up 3 points, and they're going to a run-on election to where they're going to reelect at that point, and that seat is going to decide it. Because as far as I'm concerned, Mitt Romney's a Democrat.
Well, yeah. I mean, Mitten's, you know...
voted for Obamacare.
Well, he's, you know, I mean, the whole thing with these guys, oh, I've got a Republican. Well, that's the rhino thing, but the real deal is these guys aren't Republicans. You know, they lie about how they get to their constituents about what they really believe in to get elected. We've seen it over and over with Project Veritas. You know, oh, I'm going to tell them that I'm for guns. In the meantime, if we get in, you know, we're going to take all the guns. Or Joe Biden, no, I'm not going to stop fracking. And then you got 30 clips of the idiot over there, showing him that, yeah, I'm getting ready. Fracking, yeah, fracking's gone. I guarantee that fracking won't be, you know, and oil, you know, these guys are liars.
He can just straight lie to the camera, the media covers for it and makes it complicit. And I want to remind everybody, if he does succeed in stealing this election, that'll place him at 51 years acting as a government representative without getting anything done.
But it's all the orange man's fault. He did it.
China.
You know, these guys are stupid. They really are. You know, and looking at the numbers, come on. You know, Biden got more than Obama. Biden, are you kidding me? I mean, this guy couldn't put, five people together in the media with his staffers, you know, in a green screen. I mean, it's ridiculous to say that they didn't cheat somehow on this. They were losing by a landslide. It was a red tide. They had to cheat or they would have lost this, and they're going to probably lose this in the long term unless they can figure out a way to cheat that.
Well, and that's the thing. That's the biggest concern, and that's why we need to be on our elected representatives right now. We need to hold those elected representatives accountable should they not actually go to bat for our president right now. Because if we end up losing this election due to these criminal activities that took place all across the country and they say nothing about it, they are complicit within it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at an article. I just came up here. I didn't see it before. Mandatory COVID camps begin in New Zealand. You hear that?
Yep.
Similar yep. plans for Canada and the U.S. Now, you can poo-poo and pa-pa and ta-ta and whatever you want to do on all this information. But if you don't look it up and see that there is some validity to what we're saying and turn off, you know, by God, right. Turn off the mainstream TV.
Do some research.
Do some research. Mm-hmm. You know, grow a spine. Do something different besides sitting there, you know, getting spoon-fed this bull crap pablum that the mainstream media outlets are pushing, including Fox. There's about 3 or 4 guys on Fox that actually tell the truth about some things, but the narrative...
Well, and at this point, all you needed to do was look at the election on Election Day. There are so many viewership that they've lost on Fox now at this point because people are starting to wake up and see that they're one of the big six. Like I've been saying, Fox News has been doing such a disservice and such a disservice to the conservative movement in general, because the end-all be-all, if you're on a show like this, your end-all be-all was to one day be able to work for Fox, which then controls the narrative.
And I've been saying it all along. Who's more dangerous, the people you know are your enemy or the people that tell you that they're your friend but aren't?
Well, with Fox News, I think a lot of it was so blatant this time. With the election and everything, right. I was so blatant. I don't care what you watch or how you watch it or anything else. It was so blatant in your face what was going on.
This is the end game. We are in the end game, whether you want to believe it or not.
Yeah. Actually, Donnell said those exact words.
We do have a caller on the line. We've got Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
We're doing well, good. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm calling about Shasta County, the pollsters that I've had a lot of friends call me from Bernie and writing that they use the felt tip pen. Is there anything to that?
Okay, so
mark it down on the ballot.
This is one of the things that we're actually going to be getting into today, because there is a government site that is controlling rumors as far as the felt tip pens are concerned. On some of the ballots, it specifically says do not use a Sharpie, and some of the machines can read them, some of them cannot. Now, the official government story on it is that it's not an issue. However, there are many friends of mine that I've talked to, and Linda's also one of them. They actually filled their ballot out, and there's two separate places to check online to see if your ballot has gone
nothing
through.
Nothing there.
Nothing.
It says that the ballots are still at the post office, even though they went and voted in person. And so I don't believe there's any really clear indications as to whether or not this has not affected many different counties. And I know up in our area, we had some of the fire stations, some of the churches. They were actually taking away ballpoint pens and handing out those felt tip markers.
And giving new ballots.
Yes.
Now, that was one of the stories was that the one that they mailed to you, they were taking from the person and giving them a new ballot with a Sharpie. So there's several components to this, so we're not
also,
sure.
That might have taken away the tracing on it to be able to say whether or not your vote was counted, and it also might have given legitimacy to all the new ballots that they ended up filling out. I mean, there's a whole bunch of funny songs on the Internet now about pallets of ballots and 3 a.m., and, I mean, Trump called it. He said, I want people to stop voting. He didn't say, I want not the votes to be counted. He said, I want people to stop voting. I don't want to find new votes at 4 o'clock in the morning. He was 30 minutes off.
These guys are so disingenuous about this crap, because this could be easily stopped. This could be easily controlled. This could be easily fixed with one thing, ID and thumbprints.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you put a thumbprint on your ballot, just like they did in Afghanistan or Iran or wherever it was. Remember, they had all the purple thumbs. You put your thumbprint on the ballot, and that's it. And if there's any questions, you go to the thumbprint. That's it.
Blockchain using your social security number. We have to have a complete
We
got to
have something. But, I mean, that's how easy it would be, though, is that you just do it like the old-fashioned way. Everybody puts their thumbprint on.
And I have an issue with our local office, election office, is after this happened, and I've been trying to track my ballot, I'm tracking somebody else's, and theirs went in just fine, and theirs was put in the box. But you call the election office, you get a recording. You leave a message, you can't get through, and they don't return your phone call.
Yeah, well, I've got the exact same experience. Yeah. I got the little card on my desk. I checked on the ballot. Says it's still in the mail.
Yeah.
Well, nothing could ever go wrong in Chester County, nothing illegal, right?
So that just tells you, you multiply that out across the United States, and look what we got. And with that, Bob, do you have anything else? Because we need to go to a break.
No, good. Thank you.
Well, thanks for calling in. And Mother Goose, please hold the line, and we'll catch you on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
I hear the train a-come. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, Rob Burrows here from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We'd like to remind you to consider donating any leftover Halloween candy we can send to our troops during our Christmas packaging event. If you would like to donate leftover candy for packages for the troops or non-perishable food items for our holiday meals for veterans and families of those deployed, please call the Northern California Veterans Museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. And again, thanks for your generous support.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media. That's usually what we go out with, but that's all right. We'll go back with our cowboy song. I got to say this. You know, these guys are such liars. You know, right now they're saying, oh, there's no evidence of fraud. Really? Just like the Russia investigation, it's all fraud and no evidence, right? It's just like, you know, 1984, how many fingers am I holding up? You know, you get whacked unless you say, if they say it's three, it doesn't matter if they're holding up two. Whatever they say is the right number because otherwise you get whacked. That's what this is. That's all this is. So with that, let's go to
We have Mother Goose on the line. Good morning, Mother Goose.
Well, good morning, Patriots, and how are you all this morning?
We are doing good.
Good. I just wanted to bring a little bit of encouragement. We're right exactly where we're supposed to be. And if you think about this as like a pool table, the balls are all set up to...
Are we playing?
Run the table?
Run the table in a pool game. They're all about to go down. It's going to be hard. And... one of the important things is before any president can legally and optically declare a national emergency to, number one, adjourn Congress and potentially invoke the Insurrection Act, there must be overwhelming evidence of treason to support this. Gee, I wonder where that justification will come from.
Mm-hmm.
And we are watching it in real time. And the DHS printed the ballots. There's not just watermarks. There's radioactive isotopes that are somehow geotraceable. We can tell where they are.
Now, Mother Jones, I do have some information on that,
unfortunately. When they were there and what phones were near them.
So I do unfortunately have some information on that. That is portion of the rumors that they're saying that was only at state level. The state levels was printing the ballots, and they're claiming that that's a rumor. Now, I don't know if it is or not. I hope it's not.
Right.
But
I posted a page from CISA, which is the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, and you can verify that on their website.
Yeah,
and
that
that's
was
the Hammer, and what's the other, the Hammer and the...
There's Hammer and Dominion, and oh, guess what? Guess who owns the machines and the software? It's Feinstein and Pelosi.
So can you post... Can you post... I'm sorry.
Pelosi is a majority owner.
Can you post that again, Mother Goose, and we'll take a look at it? I haven't run with that story yet because I haven't been able to verify it as fact, and I'm always a little cautious because there's so much disinformation out there as well as information. A lot of these things run down a rabbit hole to an empty, cell there. But
well, yeah, and Mother Goose...
Some things were. You know, there has to be disinformation.
Yep.
And everything wasn't just for the Patriots. Some of it was just flat trolling.
Well, I understand, but like I say, I'm telling everybody to take this with a grain of salt at this point. And I understand what you're saying, and I hope you're right, but I'm a little hesitant to run with that as the complete truth.
I hope you're right as well.
Okay,
and like
my
I
motto
said,
is listen to everything and believe nothing and do your own research.
There you have it.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. So the interesting point that I still want to make is that if the DAs and the secretaries of state and judges and county and city people were in on it, that's how Trump can legally claim that the courts cannot function. And then he would issue a PEDS, which is a presidential emergency authorization document, and use ex parte Milligan to justify legal military tribunals on civilians. And the biggest thing I want to say is we've got to stop pretending that Trump and the team weren't ready for them to do this. This is calculated out. We're about to run the table. All the balls are in place. And the U.S. Code 2385 is advocating the overthrow of government. Biden's acceptance speech sealed his fate on that.
Well, I guess we're going to wait and see, and everybody needs to do what they can in the meantime.
I'll put the rest of it in chat. I think it's already posted, but you guys are doing a great job. I want you to keep it up, and faith over fear, people.
Yep,
absolutely. All right.
We're almost there. We love you.
All
now,
right.
Real
Thanks
quick,
for
Mother
calling.
Goose, on this, I did want to go ahead and clarify on this, because on CISA, they did do an update yesterday. I've been watching that story unfold, and I'm not sure if I believe it, but they're saying that the rumor is DHS and CISA printed ballots with security measures and is auditing result as a countermeasure against ballot counterfeiting. It says reality is the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, and Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, do not design or audit ballots which are process managed by state and local election officials. Now, there is a chance out there. I mean, some of that information definitely looks very legit, but at this point, I have to at least throw that out there just to say this
is
what we
know. Always a disclaimer, but this is how we're finding boxes in dumpsters, this geo-tracking ability, it's steganography, and this is how we're finding boxes of ballots by the side of the river. That's how they caught the guy that was trying to drive into Canada with the ballots, mm-hmm. who has since been charged with by the Department of Justice yesterday. That charge came out. Mm-hmm. So, yes, you know, there's going to be some disinformation. I'm not saying everything is 100% true. I would say at this point it's about 90-10. But I do know that the geotracing is a part of that.
Well, yeah, and a lot of the way these things end up coming out, and when you end up seeing the way that these operations work, like InfoWars is one of those ones I really scratch my head about, because I feel like they're a psyop on the American public. They release so much information that's actually true, but it's twisted with facts which are not true, and it allows these fact checkers to go in and turn around and disclaimer all over it that, oh, this is not true, this is false information. And they allow them to get in front of stories that would otherwise break and be very damaging to parties that are protected parties. And so when you see those
I agree
things,
with you. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I think Alex is Mossad, but he did a great job with his interview with Carlos and Terry.
Yeah.
That was a fabulous interview.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, and like I said, there's a lot of really good, true information out there. But when you look at what they've done, like when you go back, there was overwhelming evidence about UFOs and stuff like that in the 1960s. And the psyop that they did on the American public was to release true information with false information narratives within it. And then it just makes you sound like a crazy person if you talk
about
it.
Well, a lot that, and that's what a lot of this is designed to do. And I've seen this kind of an operation going on since way back in the day, you know, 30, 40 years ago with the Federal Reserve and all of this stuff. They branded everybody nut jobs by, you know, leaking out stuff, you know, that, you know, had partial truth that other parts could be, you know, unwound, and you're automatically branded a conspiratorial nutcase. That has started to fail because of the internet, and people are doing their homework, and that's the name of this tune. That is the rule of the day, of the moral of the story, is that you have to be careful that you're vetting these stories, you're doing your homework, you're not listening to anybody, but trying to figure out what the truth is yourself, and that's the key. And
that's the truth. I've been on the team since before 2012. And I've been called a conspiracy theorist more than you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I don't know about that.
And you know something? You know, if we have to get, if it's gone this far, and that doesn't scare the bejeebus out of you, that we got to declare martial law.
That's what I just said. The ball, the table is set up. We're going to run the ball, and optically and legally, there had to be the visible evidence of treason to support it, to say that the courts, he could adjourn the courts. He could come, he's talking about coming in and adjourning Congress in California. Because we have some of the worst actors here.
Well, yeah. I guess we'll have to wait and see. We're down to about 3 minutes here, though, so we've got to...
God bless. God bless. We appreciate you calling in. We love you.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in. So I guess we're not playing snooker. We're playing regular pool, huh?
Yeah,
well,
snooker, there's no pockets.
we've got to split this state, too, because when you look at California...
Yeah.
50 electoral votes just for winning California.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Can you imagine
And it's ungovernable. We all know it. You know, you got the big population centers telling everybody else what to do.
And
it's
they
ridiculous.
Don't represent most of California.
Exactly.
When you look at these big city centers, yeah, give them one state and then let us have our Republican state that would just look like Louisiana but longer.
But you got to wonder. We saw pictures and we saw big rallies for Trump, even down in those parts.
Yeah.
Well, that's why, I mean,
you know what I mean? So you got to still wonder.
Common sense tells anybody with a thinking brain that they're cheating.
Well, and I want to know how much of this cheat is actually going on and being perpetuated on the American public, because I feel like our state is so controlled and so evil as to the way that they have constantly been forging ballots and doing ballot manipulation. I believe that most of these seats that we have right now, they would not have if we just had free and fair and audited elections.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
We elected Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
He used to be the governor of California, you know, and then
be fair, he was a Democrat at that point.
I don't know.
Not a fan of Reagan.
Well, he was conservative in relationship to everybody
else. But Democrat,
he also brought some of the first gun bans.
I think that was after he got in the office and after he got shot.
No, that was when he was in California. It was in regards to the Black Panther organization.
Oh, yeah, okay, you're right. I think you're right. Yeah. Well, we're out of time here, guys, so we got to go
next week.
Remember, amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic. Don't forget to go to November 13th at City Hall. No tests, no masks, no COVID. And government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant.
And don't give up hope, folks.
Don't give up your autonomy.
Yep. This is KCNR.
Keep up the good fight, y'all.
60 a.m. and 96.5 FM, and we'll see you next week.
KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.